In this bulletin, a Victorian MP claims his daughter was attacked in the street over his support of the state's pandemic laws. Two more coronavirus infections are detected in the Northern Territory. And in sport, Australia's men's cricket captain Tim Payne resigns over a sexting scandal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A Victorian crossbench MP who had been key to passing the state government's controversial pandemic laws says his daughter has been attacked in the street. The Animal Justice Party's Andy Medic is one of three upper house MPs the government was negotiating with over the bill before it was stymied by the return of former Labor MP Adam Somurek. Mr. Medic, who has previously spoken about the threats and intimidation he has received, has released a statement saying his daughter has been hospitalised after an attack. He says he has reason to believe the attack is linked to his role as an MP and the position he has taken on the pandemic response. He says his daughter will be okay and the police are investigating. He has asked that people understand that comments, insults, intimidation and incitement can have real and devastating consequences. Meantime, Adam Somurek has told reporters he won't be bought by the government as it scrambles to secure enough votes to pass its pandemic legislation. The Prime Minister has defended his position on the violence used by anti-vaccination and anti-lockdown protesters in Victoria. Scott Morrison yesterday said he understood the frustrations of those protesting against Victoria's pandemic bill, some of whom chanted death threats against the Premier and used violent iconography. Labor is accusing the Prime Minister of pandering to right-wing extremists ahead of next year's federal election. But Mr. Morrison says his position is clear.
I completely and totally and continue to denunciate any violence, any threat, any intimidation, and any suggestion that I have not done that is completely false. I have been completely clear on that issue. What I'm also very clear about is our national plan. What I'm also very clear about is it's important that governments keep their side of the deal. Australians have kept theirs.
But the federal opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, says the Prime Minister is trying to have it both ways.
It is beyond comprehension that the Prime Minister seems incapable of putting forward a clear and unequivocal condemnation of those threats without seeking to qualify that condemnation.
The Northern Territory has reported two new local coronavirus cases, bringing the total number in the Katherine outbreak to 25. One is a 33-year-old male fully vaccinated health worker who caught the virus from a positive case at his work. The other is a 59-year-old Indigenous woman who is associated with one of the positive households. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says health authorities are still trying to work out the link between the first cluster and the second 9 days later.
There is a very real possibility that there are people in Katherine who have COVID and either don't know it or don't want to know it. And those people have then spread it in to the community. If that is what's actually happened, best case scenario, we got lucky, it hasn't spread any further than what we have caught so far. Worst case scenario, this has been silently spreading for a week and we are a day or two away from discovering a disaster. The only way to get to the bottom of this is by testing the hell out of the Katherine community.
In sport, Australian cricket captain Tim Payne has announced his immediate resignation over a sexting scandal. The captain of the Australian men's test team says the decision came after he discovered that a private text message exchange with a co-worker in 2017 would be released to the public. The messaging exchange has previously been investigated by Cricket Australia's Integrity Unit, and Payne says he was exonerated. The resignation comes just weeks before the Ashes series against England is due to start. In reading an emotional statement to the media in Hobart, Tim Payne says he does not want the scandal to become an unwelcome disruption to the Ashes series.
I'm grateful for the support of my teammates and proud of what we've been able to achieve together. To them, I ask for their understanding and forgiveness. To Australian cricket fans, I'm deeply sorry that my past behaviour has impacted our game on the eve of the Ashes. For the disappointment I have caused to fans and the entire cricket community, I apologise.
Australia's current vice-captain and fast bowler Pat Cummins is the favourite to take over from Payne as Test captain. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 28. Adelaide, a shower or two, 18. Melbourne, cloudy, also 18. Hobart, showers and 16. Canberra, rain, 18. Wollongong, showers increasing and 20. Sydney and Newcastle, similar conditions, 23 and 26 respectively. Brisbane, sunny, 31. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.